What's up, family? I just kind of want to share some thoughts. I've started my one-on-ones again, and every time I have these sessions, you know, Holy Spirit just really speaks to the both of us, and I just love how you can just never have enough wisdom. You can just never have enough. You never learn God all the way, and every day is something new to learn. I just love that because it just makes you excited to know that there's more. But what I want to really focus on is how we have really conformed to the ways of the world. And we know that's one thing of many that God has led us to not do. He says to not conform to the world, but yet we subconsciously conform. And it doesn't come to forefront until you are one-on-one with someone who is able to hear, able to discern, and able to let you know, like, no, that's not the way that it's supposed to be. Because we have instructions on how it's supposed to be. It's just those instructions are biblical, and we know that there's a lot of debate to what, you know, if the Bible is really what it is, or is it true, you know, all that thing. And so that keeps us from really applying what it is that God has set forth for us to live a fruitful life, to live a life that multiplies, to have, you know, peace and to have joy and to have patience. Like, that is the life that God made for us. He, you know, he sent his Spirit as a helper, because he knew the things that we would face. He knew the things that we would be tempted by. He knew the things that we would be confused by. He knew the things that, you know, we would risk. He knew all of that beforehand. So I'm going to send you a helper. And I just believe we don't take that helper as serious as we should, which is Holy Spirit. And so what leads my message today is some personal, and then again, just some from the session that I had with my mentee. Relationships, friendships, anything that requires you to work, to build, to sustain, to allow it to flourish. Today's time, marriage is looked upon as nothing but a piece of paper. Relationships are looked upon as, what do you do for me in order for me to choose you? And it's that what you do for me that has allowed this negative view on relationships. And everybody is looking to be, everybody is counting one another out based off the lack that they have within themselves. You cannot do enough for anyone to choose you. You just can't. And when you are at the mercy of being chosen by what you do for a person, I don't care if you suck their toe jam out the toes, they're not going to choose you. Because again, there's nothing that you can do. It's not enough that you can do that's going to make that individual choose you by what you're doing for them. So what I'm here to do is destroy that. You don't have to do a thing. What all you have to do is be who you are. Okay? And I know that that sounds like, well, that's what a relationship is, you know, being that for that person. Again, if you're doing it at the strength of what they're telling you that pleases them, that's a controlling dictatorship. That's not a relationship, because again, you're only doing by what they say pleases them. Now, what I will say is that the best thing you can do for an individual is go to God about them. Seek God on your person and be led by his instructions, and it will work. Because what we mess up with as well is we start doing covenant requirements with just casual dating. And so now, again, it's a barter system. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. And we know we hear a lot of times, you know, don't pour into people that's not pouring into you. So it's a barter system. And I say barter system because it's exchange for goods. When you're in that casual dating stage, you're just having sex. Okay. You're just exchanging. Well, really on a deeper end, you're exchanging souls, right? And then you're exchanging, your mind. You now can't think on your own. You now can't see on your own because you have exchanged all of that with the other people that you are sexually involved with, because it's a game now. It's sex is used as a vetting process instead of getting to know this person and going into prayer about this person, because we don't want to do that. It's not that deep. You know, we don't have to pray about everyone we see, because they come with good intentions. They are good. They have a good heart. But again, if we go by the biblical instructions, we know we can't judge the heart because it's deceitful. You can't trust the heart because it is no good. But yet that's the first thing we say, oh, they have a good heart. And you know why we determine that they have a good heart? Because they might have did something for us that no one else has done, or they might do something cute and then be like, oh my gosh, like they have such a good heart. And then after that, a couple months later, after you have laid down with the individual, and this goes for men and women, I'm not just pointing out one gender, this is for both. And after that, you know, oh, that's my person. But yet you haven't even asked God, is this someone that you have rejected? Because we also know that God does not judge the outside. He judges the heart. And it's some that he has rejected, but yet we can't see past the outside. And then, like I said, once we have sex, we can't now see past that part. And so, you know, what I want to say, what Holy Spirit revealed to us in our session, one of the things that she said was, you attract what you are or who you are. And that normally comes from being broken. So when you're broken, you attract broken people. And one thing that was revealed is that is a worldly perspective. Because when we were created, we weren't created broken. When God said, I knitted your inward parts together, I knew you before I formed you. Because what God creates is good. What God creates is whole. What God creates is lacking nothing. I'm not attracting who I am. I'm attracting what I have picked up from experiences. I'm attracting what's now I have exchanged from being involved with the wrong people. So now I have what I've picked up from these sexual relations with different people. I'm now hoarding that because it doesn't belong to me. But because I have made that exchange, now I attract that mess. Because underneath all of that, the default setting of who you are is whole. It's not broken. God did not make you broken. Again, we shattered ourselves when we started laying down with these people, when we started compromising with others' to-do lists to make them happy, but yet still not be chosen. We have to get back to the truth of who we are. We need to know who we are through the lens of God. He is your creator. He is the potter. You are the clay. Your experiences doesn't shape you. Your experiences are just that, something to learn from. But it should not be your creator. Your experiences should not turn into your creator. Because then that creates a person that God can't even recognize. It creates a person that you don't even recognize. And so we lead with what we have learned from different experiences. And then that's why we look at marriage as, oh, it's just a piece of paper. Oh, nobody is ever going to be faithful. Well, just because your experiences were what they were, meaning you started them off the wrong way. You started off with lack of understanding, and you started off without prayer. And so it led to a broken situation, which it was supposed to. God is of order. Again, God doesn't do anything that's imperfect. And I'm not saying when you get to your covenant that there won't be things that you have to work through. But at that time, it's going to be worth the work because it's your lifetime. It's your partner. It's who you're supposed to do life with. And so, yes, the work will start then. But you won't come into this covenant with expectations from broken experiences. And then project to the world that marriage isn't what God said it was. We have to break these worldly affirmations and these worldly guides. Like, why are we using our experiences to guide us on what to do next? We should take every situation before God. He says to acknowledge him in all of your ways, not some. But I refuse to believe, I don't care what my experience has been, I refuse to believe that my next experience will be of what the last one was. Because it's going to be brand new. I have a brand new mindset. I'm no longer compromising. Because again, when you compromise, you really telling yourself that you're not worth the respect. You're not worth the unconditional love or whatever it is that person made you believe you wasn't worth. I refuse to let an old experience become my new. Because then it won't be new. It's just a repeated cycle. And that's what we're supposed to be breaking. But we can't break the cycles by doing the same thing over and over. That's just a continued cycle. So yes, I just really want to leave you guys with that. Just because you had broken experiences doesn't mean that you are broken, that you will attract brokenness. You're only attracting brokenness because of the experiences that broke you. But if you would just allow God to renew your mind, cleanse out your heart, because again, you don't know your heart, you can't trust it, it's deceitful. Allow God to lead your next. If he said, I'm doing a new thing, you got to seek him for what that new thing is. You cannot go into a new thing with the old perspective and old expectations. And again, stop bowing down to folk to-do lists, because that is not going to get you in first place. You stand in your respect of who you are, and you allow whoever comes to you to respect you as well. And don't look for no one to make you happy, because they can't. If your happiness is only by what somebody is doing for you, then you are miserable and you're lost. You have failed. Because that means if they do the thing and you're happy, then they don't do it, that determines if you're happy or not. Now they have control over you. Now you've become that person's puppet. And that is no healthy place to be in. We wasn't sent here to be controlled. And again, we got to stop doing what belongs to covenant, doing it in these temporary relationships that are only to be getting to know a person. That's what we got to stop doing. So I thought that was very powerful for God to give us that perspective. And also just being confident and being secure when someone shows up for you and God says, that's not it. That's not the one. Trust that. But you only know and only can discern if that's God telling you that, if you know his voice. And so the only way that you will know his voice, be able to discern his voice and discern the spirits that comes in these people, is if you're in your word. If you're studying the word of God like you're supposed to, Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. That's what he's here for. To comfort, to guide, to lead us to truth, to protect us. Because we don't know. We cannot live life apart from God. We can't do it. We can try, but it doesn't work. But I believe in the restoration. And I believe that each individual that listens to this podcast is whole. You don't have to search from broken pieces, because it's not who you are. Don't identify with the broken experiences. It was an experience. You learn from it, get up, and don't do it anymore. That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the message. Be encouraged. Love who God has created. Get to know who God has created by seeking him on who you are, and walk in that. That's your authority. No longer compromise your life, because in the end, you will still be left by yourself. Don't conform to the ways of this world. Don't do it. This world will destroy you if it get a hold to you. And it's not going to love you. And if the world loves you, that means that you're an enemy of God, because the world hates God. And if you are living for God and allowing your life to be aligned with his will, his plan, his purpose, the world's going to hate you too. But that's a celebration. Rejoice in that. Because the moment that the world loves you, that means you're doing exactly what the world wants you to do. And we don't live by worldly standards. We trample over the worldly standards. We live by biblical standards, by biblical instructions, because we're going to inherit everything that God has for us. But we can't do it mixing the world with it. It's His way or no way. His ways is perfect. His ways to give us hope in the future, not to destroy us. So go with God, stay with God, and don't stop praying. Love you guys.